A landslide in North Salt Lake has destroyed one home and displaced others. KUER's Brian Grimmett reports.
The hillside above the neighborhood on Parkway Drive gave way at about 6:30 Tuesday morning.
I heard a loud thunder sound, actually a couple of them, and ran to my front window and looked out, and there were police in the street. And I ran to the back of my house and looked up and basically saw a crater.
That's Melissa Plowman. She lives in one of the three homes that North Salt Lake City officials say are still in imminent danger. She says she and her family have lived in the home for 3 years. The first time they had heard there was possible danger was only a few days ago.
The developer came and knocked on my door and said, "We've got some plans to kind of fix this. What do you think? We'll write up a little agreement." And that was all that was said. So that's where it's at. We had no idea. And I truly don't think they did either.
Barry Edwards is North Salt Lake's city manager. He says for now they will allow all but four families to return to their homes, but will continue to monitor the situation.
We need to wait for this weather pattern to change so that the ground can dry out. And once the ground can dry out, then we can get on top of the landslide and begin remediating it. But unfortunately for right now, it's going to be kind of a wait and see type of activity because we've done everything we can with equipment.
This is the third landslide to occur around this area in the past decade. Edwards says he doesn't want to talk about who is to blame at this time and is focused on preventing further damage. North Salt Lake City officials have suspended further development in the area until they can prove it safe. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.